A Desolation Called Peace by Arkady Martin. Read by Amy Landon. This book is for all the exiles, the displaced, the refugee, the stateless, the abandoned and the abandoner, those made desolate, and those cast free. And for Stanislav Petrov, who knew when to question orders. First, reality was suspended. All breaches to Inca protocol occurred at once. The rules governing personal contact, visual, oral, and corporal, drinking, and eating were broken. When Chiquinchara first met the conquerors, he was allowed to do what no Indian could. And now the tables were turned. Since there was no signifying context to frame their interactions, the actors exposed themselves to limitless risk. Atahualpa could have been slaughtered, or Soto and Hernando poisoned. Gonzalo Lamana. In Beyond Exoticization and Likeness, Alterity and the Production of Sense in a Colonial Encounter. Comparative Studies in Society and History, 47, Number 1, 2005. Pages 4 through 39. To ravage. To slaughter. To usurp under false titles. This they name empire. And where they make a desert, they call it peace. Tacitus. Quoting Calgacus. Agricola 30. Prelude. To think, not language. To not think language. To think we, and not have a tongue sound or cry for its crystalline depths. To have discarded tongue sounds where they are unsuitable. To think as a person, and not as a wantful voice. Not as a blank-eyed hungering beast. Not as a child thinks, with only its own self and the cries of its mouth for company. To look outward, from the two-ring or three-ring of one of our star flyers, and see every pinpoint light, every fusion heart star. To see the pattern these stars make in our eyes, reflecting the pattern of our eyes in the dark on the old planet. How our eyeshine glowed in the dirt home, the blood home. How we closed them, and were invisible dark scavengers, secret hunters. How our star flyers glow in the void home, the light home of us. How we slip sideways, like a closing eye, and are invisible. To think as a person, with the singing fractal swarm of we, and see these places that we have not yet scavenged, not yet torn open, claws as delicate as surgeon scalpels, for their secrets. Oh, the other hunger, the hunger of we, that is nothing to do with the body, the hunger of we, to reach out. This body or that body, flesh full of the genes for strength and savagery, flesh full of the genes for patience and pattern spotting. This body, a curious body, an observer body, trained well for celestial navigation and surveying, its claws laced through with the filaments of metal that allow it to sing not only to we, but to any star flyer it touches. This body, a body that almost did not become we, almost became meat instead, but is we, and sings we, and is a body for making other bodies meet, for making also other bodies with itself. This body full of kits, and clever with its hands on the triggers of a star flyer's energy cannons. These bodies, singing in the we, singing together of the flesh of bodies who are not we, but have built star flyers and energy cannon. Bodies who are meat and cannot sing. Bodies who think language, who cry with their mouths and leak water from their eyes, who are clawless, but vicious in their own hunger to reach out. Who have touched so much of the void home already and dwell in it and have come so very close to the jump gates behind which are all of our blood homes, new and old. These bodies sing. The clever meat dies like every other meat, like we do. But it does not remember what its dead meat knew.